Back at the hotel room. It is 2:45. We've done quite a lot this morning, I think. We sort of dabbled around a bit looking for bikes. That was a bit of a pain. I've got to tell you, though, in these rooms, I don't know who makes these beds. Actually, I do, because it says on the wall, the furniture has been used, blah, blah, blah. The beds from the Swedish designer Hans Hastens are the best way to achieve a good night's sleep. They are epic. I mean, like, the centre of the bed sort of folds in on yourself. It's almost like one of those mattresses, foam mattresses, but it's not. It's just so nice. So I think the plan is, although I have a look at my finances, and my finances are quite bleak, they are going to give us the money back on Sunday, but I've outlaid quite a lot for the valet and this, that and the other. And I used the money that I paid out for the car, the car rental. And yeah, it's a bit tight. I'm going to have to change. I think I've got some euros. I need to change some euros. But we've done quite a lot. I think Denmark, especially this place, Aarhus, definitely needs you to be on a bike. You definitely need to get a bike. Because we've only explored probably a quarter or less of what you can do here. I mean, we literally blasted up the coastline a little bit. Excuse me. Blasted up the coastline a little bit. And there's like this massive big bay area where the boats were and where all the container ships come into. And then there was that little enclosed area. That was very nice. Oh dear. It appears my hay fever is now kicking back in. Now I've got the window open. But what I'm just blown away by everybody's relaxed nature. You know, nobody's giving you evils when you're biking on the pavements or like through the main area. Which is cool. It just feels really relaxed. There's so many people eating down in the centre of town next to the canal. It reminds me a little bit like Canary Wharf back in the UK. It's beautiful weather as well today. And I was impressed with the fact that the guy who we rented the bikes off, we can leave them at the hotel and they'll come and fetch them from the hotel. How epic is that? Love that. I guess we can leave the keys at reception or something. So I'm going to let all my stuff charge up. I'm hoping that Jokey Spot or Jockey Spot or whatever it's called get back to me. Halfway while we were biking around, for some reason, the phone or Jokey Spot thought the phone had a new SIM in it. And because it thinks it's got a new SIM, it means that the registration doesn't work with that phone, which is a bit of a pain. But there you go. I don't know if there's something changed with the 3G. Maybe we maxed out the 3G card. That wouldn't surprise me. We have been heavily using it to upload stuff. I've just been down to reception to pick up some more Wi-Fi codes so I can audio boot and also use the Nokia to send BAM users. It's really, really relaxing. This place, I could get, you know, Ella and Sam on a plane, fly from Stansted, so it's like an hour and a half. No, it's longer than that, actually, because I went to Christian's first. Probably a two-hour drive to Stansted, hour and a quarter for the flight, 50 minutes for the bus, which was ultra easy. It's definitely a city that I could bring Ella and Sam to. You just got to watch the weather, I guess. But both of them would absolutely love that little bay area with all the proper sand. Very nice. Very nice indeed.